We have our first two fabulous contestants, Caroline Blanchard and Jason Salisbury, standing at the puzzle podiums. Welcome.
Hello.
Thank you.
Now, it turns out the two of you are married, even though you changed your last names, clearly for the point of this show. So, and you have a long-standing trivia partnership, as well as nuptial partnership.
Probably longer trivia than nuptial, but yes.
Yeah.
That's how the fire of the marriage started, wasn't it?
The nerdy fire.
The questions. Yeah. Jonathan, our first game is called The Hokey Pokey, so I'm guessing this is a geography anagram game that involves math or something like that?
I don't know why you would guess that. This is actually a tribute to that classic beloved song, The Hokey Pokey.
Oh.
Every answer is a two-word phrase in which both words rhyme, like hokey pokey. I will sing you the first two lines, and then you sing the third line using the answer phrase. For example, you're a Nabisco snack in a peanut shape. You are a sandwich cookie with a rich peanutty taste.
You do the Nutter Butter, and you turn yourself around.
Hey, that's what it's all about. I should say that if you were listening at home, you can sing along with the "That's what it's all about" part. And please don't do it if you're listening on the subway, because people will think you are crazy. And contestants, the winner of this round will move on to our Ask Me One More final round at the end of the show.
You're going down.
Toast. Trash talking already. We haven't even started. You take your doggy out, you let him do his thing. You have to pick it up, so this is what you sing.
Caroline.
All I can think of the poopy sack.
Jason.
You do the pooper scooper and you turn yourself around.
Hey,
stolen.
That's what it's all about. It's good. Caroline, poopy sack does not rhyme, those two things. The Andrews Sisters song Bette Midler sang with joy about the bugle boy and the style he employed.
Caroline.
Something about the boogie-woogie bugle boy of Company B.
I mean, those are all correct words. Yeah. If you would like to put them
he
in the
style. He does the boogie-woogie, yes. And he turns himself around.
Hey, that's what it's all about. We got there. We got there. You turn the handset on, you push the button down, you radio your friends from anywhere in town.
Jason.
You do the walkie-talkie and you turn yourself around?
You sure do.
Hey, that's what it's all about. Your bills are counterfeit, so let's make no mistake. You made them all yourself, and they're absolutely fake.
Jason.
You do the funny money and you turn yourself around.
Hey, that's what it's all about. I just want to point out, you should not try this at home because I have a BA in music. So it's the only reason I'm able to get through this very difficult song.
MA, if you have an MA, absolutely not.
No, MA won't do it. It has to be a BA. Your husband's far away. The milkman's here today. You lead him up the stairs and undo your negligee.
Come on, married couple.
We're not endorsing this sort of behavior, you understand.
Caroline.
You do the milky
Wilkie. Milky Wilkie.
Cheese? Wow. Is it cultivated? Does it have...
That is not what it's all about, Caroline.
I like that you lead them up the stairs under your negligee, and then there's cheese involved. Yes. Caroline.
The dreamy, creamy.
Dreamy, creamy. All right. Let's see if anyone out there knows.
Hanky-panky!
The hanky-panky.
Oh, it's a real thing.
Oh, boy.
How does that relate to dairy?
It doesn't. That was your brain doing the dairy part.
I guess it's true. Milkman is a little specific. It could be anybody. You take a rabbit out, you make it disappear, you say the magic words, and this is what we hear.
Caroline.
Hokey pokey. Oh no, hocus pocus,
hocus,
hocus
pocus.
Pocus.
There you go. Well done. It turns out Jason is the winner of this round, and he will be moving on to our Ask Me One More final showdown at the end of the show. What a delightful couple. They're hugging and kissing. Well played. Thank you so much.